Hit Rosie on the House, where we come together every Saturday morning for the purpose of answering any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're focusing, and how could you not focus on it today, on your backyard. We're talking about that room, that space, right outside your back door. We're covering the state today. We've got Romy broadcasting from Tucson at the KNST studios, covering the Saba Home Show, which opens today, this morning, I believe at 10 o'clock at the Tucson Convention Center. And we have Jennifer out at Westworld covering the Scottsdale Super Expo, which also opens at 10. And I'll tell you, let me give you a tip. The admission for that is $10. But if you go to exposaz.com, you can print a free ticket before you go. Save yourself 10 bucks. Excellent opportunity today to get outside. It's not hot. Perfect outdoor weather conditions. Get out there and take a look at all the great ideas we've got for the Tucson area as well as the Scottsdale North Phoenix area at the expos going on today. We wanted to talk a little bit about where to start in that backyard. And I had a very valuable lesson taught to myself this week where I went to go visit a client who had bought a home in the depth of the housing recession the last few years, made an excellent buy on a beautiful home that was built extremely well, but the builder, in the process of making his way through the recession, didn't have a dime to put into the yard. So it is a beautiful home, good bones, well finished, fit and finish is very nice, beautiful home done well, sitting on 1 acre of dirt. And boy, that's a Blake canvas. What you can get into a house like that and think, man, I've got the opportunity here to create exactly that resort environment that I've always dreamed about. And then I went home that night, and I was kind of wrestling with it. Boy, I wish I had that opportunity. Man, I wish I could start over at my house. We've been in our home for 25 years. We've raised 6 kids there. They're all but gone. We've got Carol Grace still at the house. She's a freshman in high school. We'll have her there around for a few more years. But the use of our backyard has historically always been volleyball, pizza parties, teenagers. It's been that way for about the last 15, 20 years. And now I've got this one little chance here in between the teenagers leaving and the grandchildren taking over. I've got this one little chance to itch in what my wants and desires might be for some of the backyard. And I'm thinking, gosh, if I could just start over. And it occurred to me, I can. So here's what I want y'all to do. I want you to envision your lot as if you were a bird flying over it at 100 feet. Measure the property lines as best you can tell, where your neighbor's sidewalk or edge yards are, backyard and front yard. Measure how far the house sets off the front yard, the front curb. Sketch in where that house sits and where the back door is. And then consider your backyard a blank canvas that you can do anything you want with. Regardless of the size, we can do a lot. We've talked about that in several previous shows about how to make do with tight, small spaces. We're going to talk this whole show about once we have this bird's eye view of your property, how do you go about thinking your way through all the elements and components and parts and pieces of creating that perfect backyard room. We're also taking calls on anything you'd like to talk about. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We've got Romy broadcasting from Tucson. Let's check in with Romes.
Yes, sir, we are. It's a beautiful day in Tucson. Beautiful setup at the Saba Home Show that'll be open here at 10 o'clock. As always, they do a great job in presentation. A lot of our the names you hear every week are down there displaying, like Solar Store, Castle Roofing, a lot of look for that Rosie Certified Partner insignia as you're walking around, and you'll know that comes with the Rosie on the House guarantee.
We've got a caller online right now that actually wants to talk about one component of backyard makeover and renovating. Let's bring Mark into the conversation, calling from Scottsdale, and know that those of you that are listening that have a burning question, we have an open line right now with operators standing by. We have the most gracious Stephanie Acuna, Arizona native from Bisbee, Arizona, joining us and helping us the last few weeks. Miss Stephanie, we certainly appreciate all your help. So she's there. The number, if you want to talk to her and get your name and your question posted at Rosie on the House, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Mark in Scottsdale, looks like you got a little project you'd like to get tackled in your backyard. How can we help you?
Good morning, Ronnie. Long-time listener, love your show.
Thank you.
I've heard you talk on numerous occasions about misting systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got an L-shaped patio, about a 75-foot run with, I'm planning about 24 08 nozzles. I'm wondering what your experience is. I'm looking at a higher pressure system. I have a Home Depot system I've had for about 3 years, and it's kind of good for taking light showers and wetting down the patio, but it really doesn't mist very well. At 60 PSI doesn't really cut it.
No, it doesn't, Mark. Any quote-unquote misting system that's operating off the PSI pressure of your water supply system is never really going to do what a misting system is designed to do. We need to get the pressure of that misting system up to something in the neighborhood of 1,000 PSI. And then we need to force it through as small an orifice as possible so we actually atomize the water molecules. A properly operating misting system should be completely, there should be no moisture hitting the patio. It ought to be completely evaporated by about the time it reaches, depending on how high your misting system is, about the time it reaches halfway down to the ground. Now, there's exceptions for these if you're misting in the evening when the sun is down and it's a little bit cooler or the humidity's up higher. But you can essentially drop the ambient temperature of a back patio 30 degrees or more in that perfect 8 to 15% humidity day with the sun blaring down at about 105 to 110 degrees, you can bring that patio down into the low 80s.
Well, my question is, this L-shaped patio, I've got a perfect location at the apex of the L for electric and water.
Okay.
My question is noise.
Yes, good, excellent, excellent question. A 1,000 PSI compressor is a little bit noisy. But know this, you can run that stainless tubing for a long, long ways at 1,000 PSI and not have any pressure drop at all. Don't risk having the compressor interfere with your backyard music, your backyard conversations. Find another place to put that compressor, put it around the corner, put it behind a sound isolation wall, put it somewheres, and run that line as long as you need to run it to get you the misting where you need it to go.
In addition to that, you were talking about just the importance of atomizing it. You know, you're going to save so much, especially if you've got wood beams on your patio, and just that that lack of saturation that a hose-pressured misting system is just going to soak your patio with.
And you're actually going to save a lot of water because you're using a fraction of the water at 1,000 PSI that you are dripping at 60 PSI. Mark mentioned it and described it well. It actually doesn't do much more than just moisten the patio and give you a weak, simple, aggravating shower.
Might as well just sit there with a hose in your hand with a spray nozzle on it and juice it every now and then to wet yourself.
Yeah, if your misting system regularly has a habit of getting you wet, then we're not operating it at the right pressure, or we're not operating it through a small enough orifice, okay? And it does take high-pressure plumbing to accomplish this. You can't just run this through a PVC system. It just isn't going to work. We're going to talk a little bit more about cooling, different opportunities and ways. I've actually cooled my backyard using several different techniques. We currently do employ a misting system. In the past, we've used evap coolers, where the roll-around style that you can pick up at any of the hardware stores, and you attach it to your water line at the hose bib, and you actually blow that back patio off and down with an evaporative cooler. And I'll tell you, Romy, I'm kind of going back and forth here. Even with the misting system properly calibrated, running at its proper pressure, running it through the proper size orifices, it still will leave a residue on your vigas, on your posts, on your patio furniture, on your patio surface in general as well, your barbecue and stuff like that. I love my misting system. I have to come clean with Arizona. I think I'm going to depend on my evap cooler a lot more in the future than I'm depending on my misting system.
It's not as big a problem in Arizona, but what I like about it is the airflow, and it keeps flies from settling and insects and bugs.
The evap cooler.
Right, right. Yeah. When you've got that airflow, it helps keep the insects off. Again, not a huge insect problem in Arizona, but that is one additional great benefit about that airflow.
There you go. Folks, we're talking about remodeling and making over that space, that room outside your back door right here at Rosie on the House. You can give us a ring. We're going to go on a quick break. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We'd love to talk to you about your dreams for your backyards. When we get back, we're going to be talking about something called activity bubbles.